song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we will open up the Dent Popper inbox to your questions and comments. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stinson with you for the next hour here on ESPN Radio. Coming up, we continue our look at Nebraska spring practice, which has concluded, and some players that hope to have their name called sometime this weekend in the NFL draft. Ty Steinkuhler is going to join us later on in the program today around the bottom of the hour. Also coming up, spring practice isn't just for football, it's for volleyball as well, and we will talk with Loper coach Rick Squires. They are getting ready to host a spring tournament this weekend. We'll be talking to him in the next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, you call it a win. It was horrible baseball again last night. 4-3, Nebraska beats Creighton. And even when Nebraska, it's 1-1 going into the 10th. It's 1-1 going to the 11th. It's 1-1 going into the 12th. And somehow, Nebraska scores three runs. They had five hits the entire game.
So slam the door. They slam the door, right?
Five hits. They had five hits in 11 innings. We've been hammering the pitching. But they had five hits in 11 innings, which is inexcusable.
But then the good news, Doug, they slammed the door. Oh, well, no, they didn't.
Well, yeah, they're up 4-1. Good Lord, we've only had two total runs scored in 11 innings or 22 at-bats for the two teams. Oh, no, 4-1. Here comes Creighton. They hang on for a 4-3 victory. These midweek games used to be almost shoved towards the meaningless side. You want to win, but more importantly, you want to get other kids a chance. Right
at
now,
bats.
It's not time to get other kids at bats. It's time to get your starters going. And you're starting to see more of that. And Nebraska and Creighton, it was just, you know, maybe it was a good thing it wasn't on TV, although it would have moved it along. The game did move pretty quickly last night. Nebraska-Creighton, every damn game should be on TV. That's just a joke. That's why we have it there. If you're going to show it, show it. If you're not, don't. The game should be on TV. Okay, that point over. But wow, really? Eric Byrd, 9 1/3 innings last night. Nebraska, how many starters would it take to get combined to get to that far here lately?
Seven.
Yeah, so.
April 22nd, Doug, I will ask you this. April 22nd, does Nebraska have any chance of making the tournament?
Wait a minute. Didn't you ask me this same question January 22nd? No. I shall respond as I did then. No.
No chance.
No chance.
The field
no
of eight.
No chance. Do you realize if they swept Kansas this weekend, probably still no chance. That's how no chance this is.
By the way, Kansas coach Richie Price will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Looking forward to that. Maybe we should quit that for a while. See if Nebraska. Of course, we had Mike Anderson on, and that didn't help.
No, that didn't help at all.
No. So that's what happened last night. UNK baseball lost, Hastings College baseball lost, Hastings softball was swept, a rare puke for everything on diamonds yesterday.
Well, Farnsworth didn't give up anything. That was kind of the amazing part of the night. The Royals climbed back in it, and Victor Martinez, incredible night at the plate, kind of punches the Royals 4-for-5, I believe, three-run blast that kind of ended the Royals' hopes.
The Royals hit into six double plays.
Well,
isn't that a record?
Well,
how is that not a record? Six double plays?
No, they said the sixth tied the record, but I would not think that six consecutive has got to be a record. Six consecutive innings the Royals hit into double play. And, you know, the base runners on, you think, well, here we go. You know, got guys on second and third. You think one out, here we go. No. Didn't work out that way. One of those deals, but hey, you come back tonight. Brian Bannister goes, gets a start after being recalled from Omaha. Big underdogs, though, tonight. Big underdogs, almost 2-1 underdogs.
1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Chris from Lawrence. Glad to have Chris fire in today. He is referring to our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question, will the Royals make the playoffs this season? Chris has my vote for the poll question. If yes, they will, not only will they make the playoffs, I've got $20 at 45-1 from the Flamingo that says they'll win the World Series. Chris, those are crap odds, by the way. Stupid bet, sure, but what's $20 when you're in Vegas? $900 if they win.
About 2.5 beers as I see it.
Well, they were 150-1, then 75-1, and Chris got them at 45-1. Do I even want to? I don't think I want to make that the Ace Hardware and Total bull or no bull question because I don't. You know, I just don't want to be negative about the Royals, except when it comes to Farnsworth.
There you go.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Chris from Lawrence chiming in. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug got an opportunity with the draft approaching and so much negativity. It seems to be about the draft and people looking back at who were the big busts. And Tony Mandridge has come out admitting his steroid use on SportsCenter and whatnot this week. Interesting show last night. Yes, your favorite network, the NFL Network, is where I was watching it. They went back and compiled the 10 biggest finds deeper into the draft. The 10 biggest finds.
Let me get Tom Brady.
There's your number one.
Oh, gee, wow.
But it goes back over some history of like a Dan Marino, who grew up in the Pittsburgh area, played all of his football at Pitt, thinking the Steelers would draft him. Some stories come out right before the draft. Say maybe he's a wild man partier, maybe some drug use going on.
His arm strength might not be there anymore.
Pittsburgh goes a different direction with a defensive tackle they thought was in resemblance of Mean Joe Green. And then you got Don Shula on there, Faj Faggio is who he had to call because the drug tests were in his safe, locked away. And he was the only one that knew the results of those. And he calls and says, "What? Why is the kid still there?" And Fascio says, "I don't know, Don, but you sure as hell better pick him." And that was the decision was made right there.
That wasn't a top 10 deal, was it?
Yeah, he was a top 10 find, 27, with all the quarterbacks that went before him. Joe Montana was another one.
I totally discount the list now. Anybody taken in the first round is not a find.
When you're the sixth quarterback
not
taken?
Not a find. No. No. That's a dumb list.
Deacon Jones was up there, 14th round.
Well, see, there's a fine. There's a fine. They should call it guys who did well that were selected late in the draft, top 10.
I think Bart Starr, 16th round selection. Guys like that. But there was somebody, I think it was Dan Marino, which some guy throwing Samoan, they called him, went before him. I don't know what the guy's name was, but I thought that was throwing Samoan. Pretty funny. Steve Fuller for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That was the 83 draft, wasn't it? Right. Can you effort that, Derek? 1983 NFL draft. 1-888-455-ESPN. Also, we're going to give you a chance on the show today to win some tickets to the Saints and Sinners comedy tour, which is going on in Kearney. We'll tell you more about that. We've got some pairs of tickets that we're going to be giving away. So be listening for your chance to win tickets to that as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. NBA and NHL playoffs continue last night.
I knew you were going to yawn.
Well, if Cleveland's up 77-50 after the third quarter, the game, you call it off. And then you tool around for the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden they're back in the game. I mean, come on, Tony. If it's the playoffs, how do you let that happen? You put the foot on the throat and you end the game. What, they get outscored something like 32-4 at one point, and the game got back into single digits after you're up 27 in the fourth? That is not the best players in the world playing basketball, is what that is not. That is horse stuff. That's a joke. That is your NBA coach of the year and young players not understanding the situation. You don't let that happen.
Well,
you allowed an NBA team 50 points in three quarters. You don't let them have a chance to get into the game in the fourth. That is a joke. A joke.
Well, you got an overmatched series, obviously. That's plain and simple. They're not going to win. They're not going to win a game, and it's going to be one of those situations. There's a lot other competitive series out there. You go back to the Bulls and Celtics, that game too, which you didn't like, but you know what? You listen to Scott Van Pelt say he's a college basketball fan, but you watch that and see the players and the shots they make in the pressure situations they're put into. Every possession, Doug, those guys rain it down from 18 feet. Guys in their face, doesn't matter. They put it in the hoop. Plain and simple. I mean, it's a total different level than college basketball.
I don't know who the throwing Samoan would be, Tony. There is no quarterback taken ahead of Dan Marino that was anywhere close to Samoan. But Pittsburgh took defensive tackle Gabriel Rivera from Texas Tech instead of Dan Marino.
He got in a car wreck 6 games after they drafted him and severed his spine.
See, Todd Blackledge, Tony Esiason, and Jim Kelly were quarterbacks that were taken ahead of, of course, John Elway was picked one and then went baseball and then ended up with Denver, as we all know. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rick Squire is going to talk a little UNK volleyball, going to join us. Keep the emails flying in. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This Saturday is Fodder Park's premier race, the Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes.
And the $10,000 TV giveaway.
10 lucky race fans will each win an LG 50-inch HD TV, courtesy of Five Points Bank and Fodder Park. And ladies, strut your stuff in the Spring Hat Contest. The fun starts with Friday night's free dance, with BD and the boys playing hits from the 60s and 70s. Don't miss the Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes and the $10,000 TV giveaway this Saturday. Free admission and parking at Fodder Park in Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Remember when you wanted to stay up all night long just for the fun of it? Well, now you can, and for a good cause. Form a team and join the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. Help us raise money for the fight against cancer and show us your hope. Call 1-800-ACS-2345 for more information. Hey, and we promise that nobody will come in and yell at you to go to sleep.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league. But the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment. But the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Well, I'm not a mechanic. I'm a chef. I'm a connoisseur of French cuisine. Not fuel pumps. But I know that my certified pre-owned Acura MDX is as good as new. Just like I know that the interior smells as fresh as my homemade baguettes.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a thorough 150-point inspection and a complete reconditioning. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for details.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Wednesday. Bright sunshine across much of our region. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a high temperature on the warm side, rebounding into the lower 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for a nice little rain shower and storm to develop, though. And a low temperature near 55 degrees. Currently 73.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Ty Stein Cooler coming up around the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires in just a moment as they've got spring ball going on. And, Daddy, it's spring, and we see the dirt flying out there, and that's not just because of the wind.
No, stuff's going in the ground. You realize you don't have enough. Maybe you're looking for a mid-group one soybean, medium plant type that adapts to all row width. Dynagrow's got it. Maybe you're going to drill some beans on the irrigated, and maybe you want to space them out on the non-irrigated. Doesn't matter because this hybrid adapts to all row width. Shorter plant with a little strong lateral branching. We got another hybrid that does that. Dynagrow has got it. 1-800-652-9298. Ask your local Dynagrow seeds dealer what works best in your area, or ask about all their Roundup Ready soybeans. Simple, flexible, dependable. All the benefits of the Roundup Ready system going on your farm and on your farming operation with Dynagrow. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today.
Wow, really? Really? Stuff goes on around here when you're not paying attention. It's a good thing we're not on the web right now.
No.
Just got a your number one signal.
Yeah.
I assume that was pointed towards you.
Might have been.
The UNK volleyball team will host its annual spring tournament this Saturday at the Health and Sports Center. And to tell us about the tournament and how spring is going, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, guys.
How's everything in Chipperland?
Well, you know, it's that time of year when the weather's getting nice and we're just busier than we'd like to be. So we're trying to plug our way through the last part of the spring season, and we've also got a postponed big USAV club tournament on our campus on Sunday. So Monday's looking like a pretty good day for me.
Well, you know, this is the kind of day where a guy can throw on a grass skirt and a coconut bra and go out and just relieve some stress, right?
Hey, don't knock it if you haven't tried it now.
Coach, obviously, you got a lot of work done this spring. I'm going to people know who the stars are. Who's the underappreciated girls who have stepped up this spring?
Well, that's a tough question. I think we've seen some real nice development from one of our freshmen, Jenna Isaacson, who took a redshirt year this year, and we've been able to use the spring to really get her some experience, and we really liked what we've seen from her. She's developing into a full rotation type player who can serve, receive, play defense in the back row, and she's very athletic at the net, and so it's been a good season for her, and it's nice to pick up mid-season or mid-semester transfer in Alex Miller from Grand Island, and she's acclimating pretty nicely. And, you know, the rest of them are kind of the usual suspects, which means we've got quite a few players back from last year, and they're doing pretty well.
Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we've been talking a lot of football spring. I guess it's probably the same thing when it comes to volleyball. You want to get the new girls acclimated to the system and keep the fundamentals going with the starters and the returners. What else are you looking to accomplish in spring ball?
Well, I mean, you want to try and maybe tinker with some new ideas and if there's any thoughts on maybe moving somebody from one position to another, you might try it at that time. And there's usually a few points of emphasis. We weren't a very good blocking team last year, so we've tried to address some of those things in the spring season. And then I think the other thing is you want to keep them healthy. I mean, you want to get some work done, but you don't want to beat them up too bad, especially a veteran group like we have. And there's some pretty well-established players in positions that they're probably pretty confident that they're going to be playing there again next fall. So we tried to challenge them a little bit. The date down in Wichita didn't work. We would have had, obviously, a great test playing Wichita State, but we got snowed out and got snowed out of a sand court tournament out in Denver. So it's been an exercise in flexibility.
Who doesn't get snowed out of a sand tournament in Denver in March and April? That's...
Well, I tell you what, it was supposed to be indoors, but we couldn't even get to the place. So.
Coach, you mentioned up trying to keep everybody healthy. Health-wise, how are you right now?
I think we're pretty well off. Jerry Walkowiak had a foot issue coming off the fall season, and that seems to have healed up pretty well. Erica Burson has really taken a nice jump forward. I know last year we brought her back off of a shoulder surgery, and probably toward the end of the season she might have been 90%, 85-90%. Right now she's swinging 100%. I mean, she's getting up above the net, and kudos to Dr. Crockett, because he put that shoulder back together pretty well, and she's swinging it very fast, and she looks to be as strong as ever. And Shannon Clausen had an ACL surgery in the off season, and she has not participated this spring, but trainers are telling us that she's probably ahead of schedule and looks like she'll be pretty much full go by the time we get things kicked off in the fall. So, if we can make it through Saturday, then I guess we're healthy.
UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joined us. Coach, is this going to be the year?
Holy cow.
And you know what I mean. We've been talking about these girls coming up and so many times, and we have been right there comparing to the year of the Aarons when you had all the good gals and made the national tournament and made the run to the national
plus
finals.
Plus, you're preseason number one in our poll.
Oh, hey. That's breaking news.
I know that.
That's breaking news. For the fans out there, the rest of the conference, the rest of the region, how do you think, at least on paper, you're supposed to stack up when fall rolls around?
Well, obviously we like our team, and it's an exciting year for us. It really is. If you kind of look at the balance between talent and experience, it is a group that should have very high expectations, and you'd like to think that this is a team that is one of those out there in Division II that can make a run at a national championship. So that's kind of what we're talking about in our locker room, is that we're trying to do things at a national championship level. That's a goal of ours. We stacked up pretty well with the two-time defending champs last year in a loss. So even with the understanding that everything has to go right and it all has to fall into place, I think that's a goal of our team. So we'd like to think it is. I think one way or another, we would encourage people to, whether it be this Saturday or next fall, get out and see these girls, because there are some special athletes on this roster. And, we've been fortunate enough to kind of be able to piece something back together that is quite similar to maybe what we had back in 2004 and 2005. I would say the difference maybe this time around is the quality of Division II volleyball across the board and in the RMAC and in the region is probably a little stiffer. So there maybe isn't quite as big a margin for error, but I think we're going to have a team that is capable of playing at a level just as high as what we had, three or four years ago.
Rick, Saturday is your spring tournament. For fans out there that want to see a piece of the action, tell them what time things get underway.
Tournament starts at 10, and we've got, looks like we've got 11 teams in here now. A couple of teams out of Hastings College, Doan's over here. A lot of junior colleges kind of highlighted by Western Nebraska, who plays a pretty high level of volleyball, coming off a national title a couple of years ago. And Northeastern Junior College out of Sterling's usually in the top 10. So a lot of NCAA programs are done. They were done last weekend. Our season ran about a week later, so there weren't quite as many D2 opponents. And we'll play four or five matches throughout the day. Gets over about 5 o'clock, and should be some pretty good college volleyball. No admission. I think there's even a garage sale or something going on the balcony. So, multitask.
Doug, Rick's one of those guys that's kind of like Paul Baronic. He's implemented the no-suck culture, and it just continues to roll on. This is going to be a fun group to follow all throughout the fall.
Well, it's going to be a great team if Rick doesn't mess it up, right, Coach?
That's right.
Hey, Coach, last question, because this came down this morning and last night. Division I Legislative Council adding sand volleyball to the official list of sports. Now, Division II already did that back in January. What does that mean?
It means that, you know, programs with big budgets that can build sand courts or programs.
So that means nothing for UNK. You can stop right there.
Not as much as I'd like it to mean. It'll be mostly business as usual. But, you know, the sand training is really good for players, and we'd love to incorporate it somehow into our off-season and our spring regimen. So, as a matter of fact, we're going out to play outdoors today. Since we missed our sand court tournament out in Denver, we're going to use our practice session today to play a little sand court tournament outside. So the kids love it. It's fun to watch. It's good for the indoor game, and it's more volleyball, so I guess it can't be all bad.
Well, I might see you out there. I may be on the go-karts.
Okay.
Ew, I hope some of those girls know CPR. Well, no, that wouldn't be good either. Rick, hey, thanks for giving us some time, and have a great weekend with the tournament.
Thanks, guys.
Rick Squires, Loperhead volleyball coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Saints and Sinners Comedy Tour, which is going to be going on at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Kearney. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The show is at 8. It's a two-man, and I know you'll like this, Daddy, adult-themed stand-up show that mixes the mainstream working man's material of Matt Lumpkin with the eccentric, ego-boosted flair of Patrick Jolly. I guess that would be you. You'd be the ego-boosted one of the two. I'd be more mainstream working man.
I'm not that eccentric, though.
Anyway. It's a clever, entertaining, and downright hilarious comedy experience, and we will give away a pair of tickets to caller number 4 at 1-888-455-3776. 1-888-455-3776. A pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Saints and Sinners Tour in Kearney. And when we come back, Ty Steinkuhler is going to join us as well on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest growing company there. And how are they doing it? With a $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
Head and Shoulders, when used regularly, gives you awesome, visibly flake-free hair you don't have to think about. So what goes on in the head of a Head and Shoulders man?
Why do girls start wearing those big sheepskin man boots? They're everywhere. On the street, at work, in clubs. I mean, what are they hiding under those things? Cankles? Hammer toes? Hairy feet?
When you don't have to think about your hair, your mind is free to wander. Head and Shoulders. Respect the scalp, get the hair.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Wednesday. Bright sunshine across much of our region. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a high temperature on the warm side, rebounding into the lower 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower and storm to develop, though, and a low temperature near 55 degrees. Currently 73.
Have our winner for the Saints and Sinners Tour. Who was our winner there, Derek?
Gave a couple of pairs away. Aaron and also Troy, both winners.
All right. Best of luck. We're going to give you a chance to win more tickets to the show tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Saints and Sinners Comedy Tour at the Knights of Columbus going on Thursday night. Well, lunch is coming up, and it's time to get into the chicken coop for a home-style lunch. Why go anywhere else when you can have great food like chicken fried steak or chicken fried chicken? How about home-style meatloaf or a hot beef sandwich, of course, served with mashed potatoes, gravy, and a dinner roll? A great drink, or maybe just try one of their daily lunch specials there as you're watching anything you want sports-wise on their HD TVs throughout the restaurant. There's not a bad seat in the house, the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, or Grand Island. You can also check out Major League Baseball. The Coop has all the games all season long, so you can watch any baseball game you want. If you want to watch Pittsburgh, Florida, hey, you can do it. If you want to watch Royals baseball, Cubs baseball, you want to watch the Cardinals, you want to watch the Mariners, who knows where you're from. Every game is on at the Chicken Coop, and, of course, great food and drink specials every night as well. Not a bad seat in the house. Maybe enjoy a game of Keno or 10 at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Well, Daddy, the NFL draft coming up this weekend. Had a chance to talk to Zach Potter on the show yesterday. Also talked to Dan Parr, the associate editor of Pro Football Weekly. And if you missed either one of those interviews, you can always go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. Check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Now, remind me again, when the last time, what round did you go in?
I was a mid to late 27th rounder.
How'd that work out for you?
Not well.
Didn't make the cut? How big was your bonus, signing bonus?
Zero. Invited me. I paid to
you
go.
You paid your own ticket to get there?
Yeah, I paid my own ticket to get there. But somebody that's not going to have to pay their own ticket to catch on with an NFL team is Ty Steinkuhler, and Ty joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ty, first of all, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and second of all, assess your view from the sidelines of the spring game on Saturday.
It's pretty exciting. That's why... one of the most exciting games I've ever watched or been a part of, you know, since I've been going to the spring games. So it was very exciting, very competitive.
How good do you think this defense is going to be next year, Ty?
I think that's going to be our strength of our team, I think. You know, our whole secondary is back and pretty much our whole D-line besides me and Potter. And it's a real tight-knit group. There's a few question marks in the linebacker spot, but I think you know, Colton Kaler, a middle linebacker, and, you know, some of those young guys are going to step up and they'll be just fine.
Ty, I got to ask you about little brother. How's he progressing? What have you saw to him?
He's getting better. You know, he's got a ways to go, especially with your technique, your hands and your footwork. But, you know, he's got the attitude and, you know, the motor to play. It's just him coming around with his technique.
Ty Steinkuhler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Since Daddy brought up your brother, I guess a question that I've always had in my mind is, how long did it take Ty Steinkuhler to not be Dean Steinkuhler's kid and actually just be Ty Steinkuhler, his own football player? Did we lose him?
Sounds like we might have lost him.
We might have lost Ty. Excuse me. Ty, you still with us?
Like Ty might have a dead spot. Let me see if I can get him back.
Okay, try Ty up again. It sounded like he was traveling with his cell phone. We'll get Ty back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to fire us your emails, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
I think one of the most famous pictures of this whole season has got to be when Sue takes the touchdown that seals the Colorado win, and Ty's running in the background with his helmet off. I still think that's, you know, when people think back to just frames that come to mind, I think that's one of the real exciting things. And Ty's back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Ty, a question when we lost you there, we asked you how long did it take to not be Dean Steinkuhler's kid, which I know you're proud of, but to actually be recognized for the player that you were.
I think it happened right when I came to Nebraska. You know, people are always going to mention my dad with me, but, you know, it's kind of hard. I mean, compare offensive linemen to defensive linemen, you know, we're going against each other, actually. So, you know, I'm always going to be mentioned with my dad, but I think I brought my own name. So.
Well, who would have won that battle?
Me, obviously, right now. I think right now I probably would have, but back when my dad was playing, he probably would be me.
Ty, I mentioned when we lost you there, you go back to that Colorado game in which Mr. Nadalcom Sues made the touchdown, which sealed the victory. And the picture from the end zone shows you a bit of exhilaration, I guess you would call it, with your helmet off. What was going through your mind then?
We had the game won pretty much. I didn't really realize I had my helmet off until that picture started circling around on the internet, and I was like, well, maybe I did have my helmet off. I didn't think seconds about having my helmet off running around, but
I'm guessing. I was still thinking, how in the hell did Alex Henry make a 57-yard field goal? That's what I'm thinking. Ty Steinkuhler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ty, what have you been doing since the season ended to hopefully get you ready for the next level?
I've just been working out pretty much all our seniors, with Potter, Swift, and Slauson, and Gans, and Tuffius, and we've all been working out together. So, we kept on, our tight-knit group, I think we had during the season, and we just kept it going through into workouts, and it's worked real well. Just working hard every day, and it's been a long process this season. I'm ready to ready for Saturday. So,
Ty, something I asked you and visited a little bit on Saturday was your back had such terrible problems, and you battled through that all year long, and really a lot of people just thought, well, his senior year is done, his football career is done because of that injury. Now all of a sudden you're 100% healthy.
Yeah, I really haven't had any problems since the season, and it goes to credit to our trainers, and because I've been working hard with them, and it's just worked out real well. Changed around my lifting program a little bit, so I won't irritate it. So it's worked out real well.
Ty Steinkuhler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ty, was last season, did you get out of it what you expected? Did you think the team met most, if not all, of their goals?
Yeah, I thought it went real well. I thought we got everything out of it as what we wanted, at the start of the season. And I think it just shows how close our senior class was and how much we wanted it.
Ty, we mentioned the exhilaration on your face at the end of that Colorado game, but also had a monstrous Gator Bowl, which I think thrust you from being an unknown relatively in the NFL ranks to being someone that likely will have a chance, and not only as a free agent, but somebody that has a real possibility of getting drafted. How much fun was the Gator Bowl and what you and Nadalcom were able to do up front?
It was crazy. It was like a dream. It was like, before the game, you're dreaming of what's going to happen and how the game's going to go, and you think about all those big plays you're going to make, and it turned out that way, and it was awesome. There's not much else to describe it as that. So,
Ty Steinkuhler joins us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark in Lincoln says, Ty, is Drew Sasek the best running back you ever played with? Mark King, the coach at Lincoln Southwest, threw me that one. Talk about Coach King, a buddy of mine, a guy I know, and how he helped prepare you at Southwest.
Yeah, I'm so happy I went to Southwest. It was kind of, when I moved to Lincoln, I was fading about where it's going, and I just decided with Southwest, and I'm glad I did, because Coach King's a really good coach. I thought he got the most. He pushed me real hard, and he realized that I could play football at the next level. And I give a lot of, where I got today is Coach King, and that's where I started. So.
Do you still pull your socks up after every great hit?
Well, since at Nebraska, my socks were always ankles. I haven't really did that since Southwest. But, yeah, a lot of people have said every time I made a tackle or I was on the ground, I'd pull my socks up, get back up.
Ty Steinkuhler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ty, I guess, this is a question that I asked Zach Potter yesterday. what is the most positive attribute that you bring to a pro team when you're talking to the Green Bay Packers and they ask you, what's the best part of your game that translates well to the NFL?
I think, you know, my attitude coming into every day that I want to get better and I want to improve. And, you know, I might not be the best physical specimen out there, but I have a good technique, good footwork, good hands, and that'll get me far.
What teams have been in contact with you, Ty?
There's been a multiple of them. You know, they've expressed interest, but it's just a little chat session here and there. And you know, I went and visited a few teams. They flew me there for their physical and a little interview with the coaches. But I'm getting interest, but I'm not getting too excited to for them to have a draft pick on me, but the free agent, I'll get my opportunity.
Ty, if there was one team that called and selected you that'd make you rip your helmet off and run down the street, who would that be?
I'd probably I would like to stay in the Midwest. I think that'd be cool, maybe Kansas City or Green Bay, Bears, any of those teams would be real sweet.
Ty, we appreciate catching up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend. Maybe we can do it again real soon.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ty. Ty Steinkuhler, former Husker, waiting to see what his football future in the NFL holds this weekend with the draft, possibly free agent.
I think the bad part for Ty is that injury that lingered. Everybody just crossed him off their list last year in the middle of the year. Heck, we have people that are very, very close to the football program telling us, I don't know how the guy's doing it. He's getting shots in his back. It isn't a lot of fun. He's battling through practices. I don't think he'll play another two games. Then down the road, all of a sudden, to go out and tell a pro team, hey, guys, I don't have any pain. I'm ready to go. I'm healthy. I think that there's still doubt in those guys' minds.
Doug and Daddy Show, you can email us, you can call us, you can just kick back and listen. And, of course, I will say this. If you are listening to us now on the podcast, which means you're not listening to us live, don't call. We're not here. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how big a geek our producer Derek is right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Not long ago, using the internet meant waiting for a connection, for a page to load or a download to complete, and progress bars. Lots and lots of progress bars. Welcome to now. Equip your team with Sprint mobile broadband and instantly unleash the potential of the internet from almost anywhere. They pop a Sprint mobile broadband card into their laptops, and they're up and running right now. Checking emails from the lobby? Check. Uploading or downloading some mammoth files in the back of a cab? Done. And because only Sprint has the most dependable 3G network, your crew gets what's most important to them whenever they need it, practically instantaneously. Instant internet from virtually anywhere. Sprint, the now network. Get a free Ovation U760 by Novatel Wireless mobile broadband card for your entire business team. Visit sprint.com/free card. Dependable based on third-party drive tests on data performance for top 50 markets. Offer valid through 6609. Excludes taxes. May require credit approval. $36 activation, 2-year agreement, and $200 early termination fee. Available for corporate liable accounts only. See store for coverage and other details.
Hey! No, really. Hey! That's what Midwest Hay Company does. Call Jim or Eric today, 468-6166, and talk to them about all your custom hay. From seeding, planting, and marketing, they know hay. Jim or Eric would be happy to help you make the money you want to make from your hay. Midwest Custom Hay. Call today, 468-6166. That's 468-6166. Hey!
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Wednesday. Bright sunshine across much of our region. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. We'll have a high temperature on the warm side, rebounding into the lower 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower and storm to develop, though. And a low temperature near 55 degrees. Currently 73.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Mike trying to help you out from St. Paul on the Throwing Samoan.
He said that he thinks the Throwing Samoan was Jack Thompson from the University of Illinois. Thanks for that information.
Doesn't sound like Samoan.
No,
well, I don't know.
I never heard of the Throwing Samoan. I believe, we think it's the year Joe Montana was a third round pick, number 81 overall. There are two quarterbacks. Steve Fuller from that went to Kansas City, I believe, was the other one that they mentioned. Steve Fuller from Kansas City, and then the Throwing Samoan, and perhaps was Jack Thompson from the University of Illinois.
I want to get to how big a geek. Yeah, Jack Thompson. There it is, the Throwing Samoan. Phone lines 1-888-455-ESPN. You can
email
us anytime, Doug and Daddy. That's a no bull right there. Mike's right on. That's a no-bull email brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro, 1-888-455-ESPN. Really, Derek has taken it to the next level of geekdom. That's why everybody that does a show nationally, locally, statewide, talks about their weird producers, because you kind of be a little strange to even want to do this job. Okay, so ESPN has this big streak for the cash. If you get 25 in a row, you win $1 million. It's like, okay, today we give you 15 options. You can pick the Royals Cleveland. You can pick, New Orleans basketball. You can pick, whatever the time of the season is. And you can do that. You can pick streak for the cash.
And if finally, you get 25 in a row, $1 million.
Yeah, some guy last year finally did that. And, of course, now 2009, it's open again. Everybody's trying to do well. And so Derek gets on the ESPN website, and he's doing the streak for the cash. Okay. What's your current streak at?
One. Yeah.
You lost last night?
Yeah, I lost yesterday.
Who did you take yesterday?
What did I take yesterday? Actually, I won yesterday.
Yeah.
I lost the day before that.
Because streaks at one.
On Orlando.
Okay. Who'd you pick today? You made a select. You don't have to make a selection every day, but you have made a selection today. Going for two in a row, your selection is baseball?
No.
NBA playoffs?
No.
Oh, well,
no.
That's right. You're a hockey guy.
Right.
I forgot.
Right.
NHL?
No. I went ahead and took a Hamburg SV over Werder Bremen in the German soccer league.
Nerd alert! What's this league again?
It is the German Bundesliga. It's the Deutsche
Ustakaka?
Deutsche
what?
Bundesliga. It's the
don't you have to get
Fußball,
a shot for
Fußball
that?
Fußball Bundesliga, the German.
Good lord!
League.
Can you is that can you watch that?
Something penicillin doesn't
but
even
they
kill
have it on ESPN 360. You can go online and watch it. That counts for something, right?
Okay, now we've got a fight brewing.
It just means we got too much stuff going on out there is all that means.
Now,
way too much.
Now Phil has chimed in and said Jack Thompson went to Washington State and beat Nebraska in Lincoln. Okay, so Jack Thompson was a Throwing Samoan. He was not from Illinois. Mike, you were correct. Jack Thompson. Thank you, Phil, for that. So that clears everything up on the Throwing Samoan.
What's your streak at? What's your streak at, Doug?
21.
No, it's
21.
Derek, your highest you've ever got is 2 7s. Is that what you told me yesterday?
No.
You've been to 7? No.
No. It's only 4.
4?
It's not good. Not good.
What is good is the savings at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center, where baseball and softball shoes will get you ready for the upcoming season, and they have 10% off every ball glove in the store. Baseball, softball, whether you're using it for little kids or adults, slow pitch, fast pitch, men's, women's, it's all right there for you. They've got all the gear you need for uniforms and hats. They'll get your crew looking good, even if they're not really that good. At least you look good. Bat bags for travel team and Legion. Catcher's equipment, they've got the baseballs, the softballs, the batting helmets, the hitting nets, the training supplies. It's all right there for you. And, of course, as the weather is getting nicer, we're seeing a lot more folks out walking, jogging, running. And if you need some running shoes.
All the gear.
All right there at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Great selection of shoes as well. Running shorts, some T-shirts, maybe just a ball cap of your favorite team. Go in and see Steve, and the gang today at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. See, there it is for Daddy to add to the show. And no, it's just not going to happen. congratulations to Stacy Paldino, Hastings College. We had Coach Baker on last week talking about his team, and he specifically mentioned her, and she has been named the GPAC Softball Player of the Week. UNK softball team is in action today. They go out to Shadron to play three games. Hopefully the weather is as nice there. Obviously, we're getting the better of the weather because as you watch the Cubs game last night, they're all bundled up. A lot of the games, the Cleveland-Kansas City game, all bundled up. So hopefully the weather is good there. Mark Manning of Nebraska, the Mauler, Nebraska wrestling coach, and Oklahoma State's John Smith have been selected as coaches for the 2009 United States World Freestyle Team. So they will work with Coach Zeke Jones and the rest of the national coaching staff to lead the U.S. delegation to Denmark in September. So congratulations there. And, you know, a couple of other notes just want to mention here. UNK men's golf team had a great round yesterday, finished fifth at the RMAX. A little tennis, UNK took care of Hastings yesterday in both the men and the women. And five members of the Nebraska women's golf team have been named first-team academic All-Big 12, including Grand Island's J.C. Stevenson, who is a junior in elementary education.
Doug, I got something I can throw at you here every day.
Thank God I'm as quick as George Bush. Woo, there goes a shoe. Woo, there goes a
shoe. Every day you get this little across the USA and the USA Today. A new report, this is a Nebraska deal. A new report shows a graduation rate for Omaha Public Schools, the state's largest and most urban school district, obviously, fell from 64.4% in 1995 to 49.6% in 2005. 50% of the kids don't graduate in Omaha? Is that what that's telling me? What do we rank? 48th with Mississippi and Alabama behind us? What the hell's going on down there?
Maybe we need Mr. Clark. Maybe Joe Clark needs to come in with his baseball bat and straighten things out. So there you go. Kids, stay out of trouble. A couple of stories out there that just aren't going well for some area kids. The latest coming out of Grand Island. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you got to take care of things. And hopefully for the kids that find their names, where we're just not going to publicize it here on the program, but we know they're out there, and sometimes even good kids get into bad situations. So hopefully things go well for them. That's going to wrap up our Doug and Daddy show today. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we're going to talk to Derek Meyer, who is going to try and get in and contribute in his only season of eligibility for the Nebraska football team. He's going to join us at the top of the program tomorrow. And then later on in the program tomorrow, we're going to talk a little baseball with Kansas coach Richie Price as they get ready to host Nebraska this weekend. And, of course, Thursday means your fantasy baseball update. Where would you take Zach Greinke now? We'll ask Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com on the show tomorrow. We want to thank UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires for joining us on the program today, and former Husker Ty Steinkuhler, awaiting the draft this weekend, for joining us on today's program.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings.
Steve Anderson joins us Friday to talk about the Bosselman. Big news, one of the favorites, Wayzata Bay, pulls up lame yesterday out of the Bosselman. How will that affect the race? Hey, Mark and Minden. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.